Welcome to the World Travel Market Insights Podcast.
WTM London is very important for the tourism and travel industry because it presents current trends, what the market is struggling with, how to be a better traveler, how to be a better business, how businesses can work with travelers, what is the biggest draw, and this is where you find that information.
It's all about network, it's a platform to target a new client, meet your existing ones, and build a good reputation.
What keeps me coming back to WTM is the fact that the whole world is under one roof. It's the only way I can get this amount of information as quickly as I can in 2 days. It's remarkable.
It's very exciting, very interactive. You get to ask the questions that you want to ask, you get the answers that you want to listen to, and you get to meet the people that you really want to interact with.
Attending the WTM is like traveling the whole globe in only 3 days. You meet people from different backgrounds, interact with different cultures, and the main reason is here to close deals.
It's really buzzing, it's really energetic, and you really want to be here.
Hello and welcome to the WTM Insights podcast with me, your host, Lisa Francesca Nand. This is the travel industry podcast to listen to for global travel trends, analysis and updates from us throughout the year and also from the events themselves, starting with WTM London on the 5th and 6th and 7th of November. Joining me now is Simon Press, Senior Exhibition Director, to tell us more about the event, the podcast and how this year's WTM London will wow us all. Simon, welcome to the WTM Insights podcast. Tell us, first of all, about WTM London.
WTM London is a leading global event for the travel industry, and it's where ideas arrive. It's the must-attend three-day exhibition for the worldwide travel and tourism industry, attracting over 50,000 senior travel industry professionals, government ministers, and international media that visit XL London every year. WTM London unlocks the ideas that really shape the world's dreams and plans for travel over the next years. We connect the world's travel providers with remarkable insight and opportunity.
And why is it so important to the travel industry?
So important for the travel industry as it's the place where people do business. Tour operators, travel agents, buyers of travel and hospitality related product meet sellers and destinations that do business at the show, then package those opportunities together that then resell onto the consumer. It really does dictate what the future dreams of the consumer and how they're going to be able to experience that the following year. WTM London is really the global event for the travel industry, and it's where ideas arrive. It's being able to experience, to learn, to network, to create opportunities to then sell on to the ever-demanding consumer.
And what can we expect from this year?
There's so much new on this year. First of all, we are really emphasising the fact that it is where ideas arrive, whether it's from a new tourism opportunity, whether it's a new launch opportunity within a destination, a city, a town, a village, or whether it's a new brand. It's basically finding out what's new and what the consumer wants. Consumer wants something new these days. It's not about going to the traditional opportunities that they've experienced before. They want to have that dinner party currency to be able to explain to their friends where they're going and to express how wonderful these new exciting cultures and experiences that they're having to everybody through social media and obviously face to face. We host a huge amount of content, thought leadership rich content. This year in particular, we are hosting the World Travel Leaders and What to Expect in 2019. There'll be a panel discussion with senior leaders representing EasyJet, Hilton, TUI and travel councillors sharing expert insight into basically the UK markets for inbound and outbound. And obviously the impact of Brexit that might have on the UK market in particular, and also the European and international markets. We got CEO Johan Lundgren speaking, the new CEO of EasyJet, really sharing his plans for the airline's future in an exclusive interview designed to offer inspiration to delegates and help the flow of ideas and creation around the travel industry. So some really huge names from the industry that really do help to shape where the consumer goes and the experience that the consumer has for the four coming years.
There's a few celebrities as well, isn't there? June Sarpong I saw was on there.
June Sarpong is part of the programme, absolutely. We also have a number of very senior people, obviously, from the ministry side, from the government side, talking as part of the UNWTO and WTM Ministerial Forum, whereby there's a very, very strong integration between public and private sector. It's all about that coming together of private industry and public industry to ensure that everyone can enjoy more opportunities globally.
So the podcast is a new thing for you, and I think it's a wonderful thing to be doing. Podcasts are definitely the way to reach a very engaged audience these days. What can we expect from the World Travel Market Insights podcast?
On this podcast, you'll hear great content from Instagram and interesting research from Euromonitor and global consumer trends for the travel industry, plus much more. It's a great opportunity to use all media or platforms to engage with our audience and to really get that message out that WTM is definitely the place that ideas arrive.
What's been your personal best experience at the World Travel Market?
I think it's walking around the show, and not everyone gets to see this, so bear with me, because majority of people, when they experience WTM, it's a throng, it's a hive of activity. When the show opens, it's full of information, it's full of ideas, it's full of people, it's busy, it's the thermometer of the travel industry. I get to experience it at about 5:30 in the morning on the Monday, when everything's quiet in the halls, the carpet's been laid, the operations teams have done their best, and they're absolutely fantastic in delivering a great looking show. So I get to experience that with no dust around, no people around, and just to suck it all in, basically, and then just wait for that first DLR train to arrive and to see the hive of activity when people get into the event.
Simon, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on the World Travel Market Insights podcast. I'm very much looking forward to the event. What are you looking forward to most?
I'm looking forward to seeing it all come alive. And that's the beauty of live events and face-to-face and seeing the interaction of people doing business. Yeah, we can gain knowledge online and information, but it is that very much that shaking of the hand, looking at people in the eye and absolutely seeing people engage in doing business and helping the industry develop, evolve. And it's a real thrive of opportunity where business deals are done, sealing those contracts worth £3.1 billion worth of industry deals, and just seeing people shake hands and look each other in the eye and create great opportunities for the consumer.
I myself have had a lot of work out of meeting people face to face at the World Travel Market, so I'm looking forward to it personally again. We'll see you there.
Absolutely, looking forward to it.
Thank you so much, Simon, and thank you very much to you for listening. You can find us on the WTM website and all your usual podcast apps. Do subscribe now so you don't miss any of our insights, updates and findings here on the WTM Insights podcast. We'll be back with daily podcasts from WTM London on the 5th, 6th and 7th of November, and regular episodes thereafter. Thanks for listening, and see you soon.